Good morning. 7:45. Yes, 7:45 a.m. on Friday, May the 25th, 2018. So today is the day they start to allegedly enforcing the email rules. I've got to reset my email list completely because I'm pretty sure not everybody in there is on double opt-in, so I'm going to err on the side of caution, reset the email list. Yeah, everybody on it will have to re-roll. I'll probably lose some people. So it goes. I'll be doing that later today. I don't want to wait too long. The last thing I need is $1 million fine. And there's a lot of misconceptions. I probably don't really have to do it, but I'd really rather be safe than sorry. And besides that, I need to fix the widget on my website anyway, so okay, we'll do this all at once. Oh, so how y'all are this morning? I don't know how I am. I'm sort of awake. I went to bed early. I went to bed like 9:15. And cats woke me up at 2:30. I got up and dealt with the cats and then lay down on the couch and zonked out until like 6. 5:15, I think. So I did get back into the book yesterday. I went through my outline and realized that I've strayed so far from the outline that I can't really back into it now. What I did was I laid down a few things that need to be resolved before the end of the book and then sort of put them in some kind of logical order as if they were the outline. And then started pecking away to see if I could find the thread. And the answer is, just write the damn thing, so. I'm planning on putting in a couple, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hours here today on this story. We see how far I get along with plans. But I will be back considerably earlier this morning than I was yesterday. I don't have any alarms before 9 o'clock, so I should be back about 10 past 8. And I can fix a decent breakfast, something with a little protein in it, and move on with the day. So thanks to the people who have purchased Sue Hollister Barr's book, Ships. She has some other stuff I haven't read yet, but just I keep thinking about Ships. I keep thinking about what she did with that story and how the characters developed. And the differing points of view. And I have to say, I'm still thinking about the techniques that she used and the story that she told. And it was, You know, it was pretty darn good. And it's still 99 cents for the moment. She's contemplating a price rise to $2.99. You might want to grab it before that happens. And that just goes to show how a few sales can make a really big difference. When I first mentioned this book, it was like, it had an overall Amazon sales rank of over 600,000. And for a time yesterday, it was like 68,000, so an order of magnitude higher just in a few sales. And if you saw her picture on her Author Central page, when I saw her, she looked exactly like that, except her hair is blue. Not like blue-haired, white with the blue tinge. It was blue. Not quite navy blue, but definitely blue. So she's a bit eccentric, best way to describe her. I found her to be quite charming. So yeah, I did meet her at, in case I didn't mention that before, I did meet her at the Nebula weekend. I met a lot of really interesting people at the Nebula weekend. A lot of them write short stories, a lot of them write novelettes, a lot of them write traditionally published works, and of course, I don't read traditionally published works, which includes shorts, because I really don't like shorts. And I think I incorrectly identified Fire Ant as a Nebula nominee. Brazy had a Nebula nominee, but it was a shorter work, it was a novelette called Weaponized Math, which I did not read. Because, again, it was traditionally published. They had some little paperback versions of it. They were really, really small.
Good morning.
Guy with the standard poodle. Walking along with the leash in one hand and his coffee in the other. Did I say standardized poodle? Standard poodle. Anyway, big dog. That sun is warm. It's already warm. It's only 58 at the back when I left the house. The Google thinks the temperature is 51. It is not 51. But it's taken the temperature out at the airport, and it's probably delayed in its reporting. So. Yes, we do have an airport here. I've never seen it. I know it's there, but I've never seen it. I've never driven over to it. Here we go, coming down to the eastern reach, the last half mile. Yes, and I do have at least a little bit of shade. I set out at 7 o'clock. I didn't get out the door till 7:30, so 7:20. So, yeah, it's details. I keep getting sidetracked by interesting conversations around the various forums and places that I hang out. I need to finish. I have a placeholder for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writer's Blog. I'm going to talk about The Long Tail, because it's clear. It was clear before I went, and he made even more clear that people don't understand what The Long Tail means. Get ready, say it with me. Want to post. And there's a lot of ways you can apply The Long Tail. And I think I talked about the error of applying certain statistics to data that is distributed along a power law curve, and how averages don't actually work there, because average requires at least a normally distributed data set. So it doesn't have to be perfectly normal, but it's, the more normal it is, the more useful the statistic of arithmetic mean becomes. I'm sure I talked about this like 2 days ago, so I won't get into it anymore, but that's been my plan for over a month now, is to talk about the long curve and why the long curve doesn't mean everybody is a success. It just means more people have the opportunity to be. Lovely morning. I smell flowers. Can't tell. They're not lilacs, but I don't recognize. No, it's gone. I don't recognize the aroma. I don't think it's roses. It might be. Oh, and now I'm going into some deep shade, which makes this this particular section of the sidewalk really cool, really comfortable. So last night our cat that ran away, we got out. We tried the open the door trick last night, but we couldn't. The cats that were cooped up in our bedroom were having a fit at 2:30, so. Our wanderer came back at 5:30, but the outer door was closed so that he couldn't get in. And then when I went to open it, he saw me and ran away. So I'll try to lock the cats up during the day today and see if I can't leave that door open a little bit. See if he will wander in while we're not looking. We had a windstorm last night. It was pretty shocking. We're sitting around. All of a sudden, this wind comes up. And I mean, real heavy gusts, 40, 50 miles an hour. I blew a limb down in the backyard. I'm going to have to go try to clean that up. As far as I know, nothing else got damaged. And it wasn't even my tree. Some kind of industrial vacuum cleaner going on. Backyard over there. I listen to the birds. There's a lot of bird chirpage. The robins have started making noise again, so probably most of them have hatched out already. There's one running along beside me on the ground. I didn't notice whether or not the flycatchers were out there this morning. Ah, feels good. I'm in the shade. The sun is really quite warm. The shade is really quite cool. I've worked up a sweat. I'm a happy guy. And I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.